Krisus Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Now we're going to do Zecharayin in what the Shivcha Charufa is. Eze hi Shivcha. What is the Shivcha Charufa that we're talking about? We know what a Shivcha is. We know what an Eved is. A Shivcha Knanis is certainly Lo Tofsi Bo Kedushin. Here we're talking about a rather unusual case. We're talking about Kol Shechetzia Shivcha V'chetzia Bas Chayrin. She's a Chatzia Shivcha and a Chatzia Bas Chayrin. And we have to add, the Pasuk says, she's a Shivcha Charufa Loish, V'hofdei, the Pasuk says, V'hi Shivcha Necharev Zlish, V'hofdei Loi Nivdoso. She wasn't Nifte, she wasn't freed. Loi Yumsu, Ki Loi Chuposo. There's no Misa on him living with this Shivcha. Ki Loi Chuposo, Miloshen Choyfesh, she's not freed. It sounds like it's not Stam Abal Shivcha, there would be no Havimina, they should be Chai Misa. Why does the Bazaar have to say Loyumsu? So the Loyumsu over here has to be on some type of Iser, which there would be a Tzad, a legitimate Shikul, that he should be Chayiv. What's that? So Rabbi Kiva, this is all the Shita Divri Rabbi Kiva, explains that what we're talking about, it was a woman who's an Eshet Ish. How's she an Eshet Ish if she's a Shivcha? There's no Tfizis Kedushin. And the answer is, she's chetzi shivcha, chetzi bas chayrin, and she's meureses le'eved ivri. She can't marry a regular yid, and she can't marry a shivcha, an eved. She has to get married to an eved ivri, and eved ivri has tvisas kedushin. Now, an eved ivri has tvisas kedushin, but he also has a head to marry a shivcha without kedushin. That's the parasha of eved ivri, in the beginning of parasha of Mishpatim, that his odin can give him a shivcha, his mutebo. The children from the marriage belong to the Odin. There are Vodim, and he goes free. So there would be a Tvisas Kedushin, this woman with an Eved Ivri, because you can't marry half a woman, but over here he can live with her Beheter on the whole woman. So Mela, on the Tzad Cherus Shebo, there will be a Tvisas Kedushin, the unusual, the only person in the world who can be Mekadosh this lady. He can't be Mekadosh half a lady, but he can. But he can only be Mekadosh half. So she's not a regular Eshet Ish. She's a Shivcha Charufa. Loshen Charufa is not clear exactly what that is. V'hofte Eloi Nevdoso. There would be a Havamina of Yumsu. The Torah says, Lo Yumsu Ki Lo Chuposo. She's not freed. Rabbi Yishmael Loimer. Zu, the parasha of Shivcha Charufa, is a Shivcha Vadois. She's a regular Shivcha. What's Charufa? What's V'hefte Eloi Nevdoso? V'hefte Eloi Nevdoso means she's not Peduya at all. Not like Rebbe Kiva, V'hefte Eloi Nevdoso in Gansin. She's not Peduya at all. The Torah says it twice over here. It doesn't mean V'hefte Eloi Nevdoso in Gansin. It's the Torah just speaking it out. Dibre Torah Koloshim. The other Rav brings from the Gemara. Ki Loi Chuposo means that she's a Shivcha Knanis. But the one who was slated to marry her is an Eved Ivri. That means he's maskim that she's miyuyid to an Eved Ivri. The Chiddush of Yishmael is that even though they're not legally wedded to each other, because there is no Tvisas Kedushin between an Eved Ivri and between a Shivcha Knanis, they're miyuchedes. They're living together with each other. The Odoin designated this Shivcha as his wife. And that would be enough to consider them married for purposes of this din. It means like this. According to Rabbi Kiva, a Shivcha, even if she's living with an Eved Ivri, since there's no Tvisas Kedushin, is all it is, the one who's Baal, there is a Baal Shivcha. Even though she's living as man and wife with another man, with an Eved Ivri, she's Muteres Loi, but she's not legally bound to him. It's at the Odin's will. So Melia, she's not married, she's certainly not Neshes Ish. The only Isser of Bo'aleo is only the regular Bo on a Shivcha, which is a lava of Lesia Kadesha, a woman who doesn't have Kedushin at all. It's a Bias Hefkerus. So Melia, it's Chayve Lavin. Masha Enkin, according to Rabbi Kiva, there has to be some type of Tvisas Kedushin in order to upgrade it from a Bo'al Shivcha to Bo'al Shivcha Charufa with a Loyumpsu, with a Karbon, with its whole parasha. But again, the word Shivcha Charufa is shrouded in mystery, and that's why the Tanoim are feeling around. What is this parasha talking about? Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Omer Kol Arayos Mufurashos. All Arayos are Mufurash that we're talking about over here. Sisters and mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law and aunts and nieces v'kulei are all talking about women that are B'nois Chayrin. U'mashir. What's different about this woman? There's some type of Bia Asura over here which is not part of the regular Pashas Arayos. It's in Kedoshim. It has all the din in the way we discussed in Mishnah Dalet that are different. Ein lono elo shechetzi shivcha chetzi baskoyin. He is machriach like Rabbi Kiva because it has to be over here that there's something unusual and different about it. It's not clear exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is adding. Is he just emphasizing shita Rabbi Kiva? So one way of understanding, and they're all true, the Rav speaks out, it's not clear from the Gemara. So the Rav speaks out that he's being meshiv that amaskim to Rabbi Shmuel, the point we made before, v'hofte loy nivdoso, is even though the Torah says it twice, it doesn't mean that she's not completely nifta. It means she's not nifta at all. She's a full shivcha. Normally I'd be maskim to you, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that dibra Torah b'loshim le'odem, v'hofte loy nivdoso, you can't be medayka, it means she's partially freed, not fully freed. No, I agree with you with that, but over here, the context of it being so totally out of Pashas Arayos would be more that it's an unusual case of a chatzi shivcha chatzi baskoyer. That's one way. There's another point over here also that the Mefarshim make, maybe it's Meduik in the Tosefta, is that shivcha charufa is doimit to Pashas Arayos al koponim in the sense that there's a tzad of a baskoyer. And that's what he's talking about, kol arayos mufuroshos, u'mashir, this does have some type of similarity. It's not just the regular ball. Shivcha mistaber, that's only when there's a tzad of bas chayrin with a tzad of kiddushin. This is the very unusual and difficult to understand pasuk of shivcha charufa, and it's a separate pasuk, like we said, with all the nafkaminas. The Mishnah in Mishnah Vov continues the parsha of Bi'os Asurois and discusses some of the klolim of Arayos. Kolo Arayos, Echad Godol ve'echad Koton, doesn't make a difference. The Ish, that's Boil, a woman who's Asuroloi, doesn't make a difference if she's Gedel or Ktana. His sister, for instance, his daughter, doesn't make a difference if she's Gedel or Ktana. The Ish, the Godol, is Chayev. Hakotan potter. A cotton is always potter from Aichim. But the fact that a person did an averu with a cotton doesn't potter up from the oinish of the godl. Echod er ve echod yoshen. If one of them is bardas, bemezin, and one of them is not, obviously the person who's sleeping, hayoshen potter, because it's not benounced to him. Can't be chayv oinchim on something that he did without das. But the one who's up is up. Echod shoygid ve echod mezin. Similar ideas, Echad Yer ve'echad Yoshin, Echad Shoygig ve'echad Mezid. Hashoygig bechatos, va'mezid bihikoros. And like we said before, the Shivcha Charufa is not that way. If the Shivcha is a Ktana, and the Boil is a Godl, then it's not that way. The principle over here is that Kol Ha'aroyos, each one of them is doing a Maisa Issa. The fact that they do it together with each other doesn't take away from the fact that each one's doing a ma'aseh iser. Each one has his own responsibility. Him, her, she's potter, he's chayiv, he's potter, she's chayiv. One has nothing to do with the other. One is a shegig, one's a mezid. They're two separate people. Shivcha charufa, the iser is not on the ma'aseh bia, the iser is on the relationship. Therefore, the parsha that imposes a separate and unusual oinish on a shivcha charufa is only when both of them are together. It's the relationship. The relationship is kaila both of them. And therefore, by Shivcha, the Mishnah doesn't speak this out, the Gemara speaks it out, the Rav brings it, is that if there's one mezid and one shoygig, both of them are potter. If the Isha is not loike, he doesn't bring the carbon. If he's a shoygig and she's a mezid, so then you can have that she gets Malkus. Malkus is only on a mezid. So her oinish is Malkus, his is Osham. If he's a shegig, she's a mezid, she could get Malkus and he could get Osham. But if it was the other way around, and she can't get Malkus because she's a shegig, he wouldn't bring the Osham either. What do you mean? His Osham is distinct? It's not. It's only together with her, she's not being punished, she can't be punished either. Again, this is another element over here of this chiddush, tikka parsha of Shivcha Charufa.